Hi there, it's me Mangalam Maru from CNBC TV 18 telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday session. It's been a long week. On day one of the week, we had the unexpected resignation of the Governor of the Reserve Bank of India. On day two of this week, we had the big state election outcomes that came in and also the appointment of a new RBI governor. Add to that, we had a massive rally in the markets, counterintuitive one would say, but just put some numbers to that. From Tuesday's low, the Nifty has risen about 460 points. The Sensex itself has added about 1500 points to its index level. That means around 4.5% gains from Tuesday's low itself. And if you're talking about the frontline indices, can't forget the Nifty Bank, which was up about 5% in just the last 2.5 trading sessions. And the mid-caps, they've been outperforming 7% gains on that index from December 11th lows as well. Yesterday's up move was pretty interesting because it came on the back of some flows coming in from the FIIs. Remember, on December 11th, the FIIs sold about 2,400 crores in the cash markets. The next day, they followed it up with near 1,300 crore pullout in the cash markets. But yesterday, there was a purchase of 675 crores in the cash markets. Though one would say that there was that Max Life deal in which New York Life Insurance bought about 215 crore worth stake in Max Financials. But remember, even if you account for that, the FIIs did put in around 400 to 450 crores in the cash markets. If you're just talking about cash markets, the futures don't lie either. In the index futures, the FIIs bought about 2,400 crores yesterday, and this after 2 days of selling in index futures. Yesterday's up move had an element of short covering as well. In index futures, the FIIs bought about 17,000 longs and covered 15,000 shorts. With this, the FII long exposure in index futures stands at 47%. This compares with 43% in just the previous trading session. Mind you, if the markets still move higher, there is a lot of ammunition for the shorts to run for cover. In terms of important levels to watch out for on the Nifty, remember yesterday we couldn't sustain formidably above the 10,800 mark, and that is where a bit of a hurdle could come in. The series high is coinciding with the 100-day moving average of 10,941, so that could be a bit of a resistance for our markets. And at a closing level, the series high has been 10,884, so that could be a bit of a hurdle as well. The SGX Nifty indicates a 20-30 point downtick as we speak. Let's see where the first level of support comes in at the 200-day moving average of 10,755 or not. And if that is given, the street will be watching out for the 20-day moving average of 10,701. Important cues to watch out for over the next couple of trading sessions. The first one, of course, will be the Brent crude prices that are now higher at around $61.50 per barrel. The ECB president overnight trimmed the growth guidance or growth expectations for the Eurozone from 2% to 1.9%. That's telling you that there are fears of an economic slowdown across the board. That would only be confirmed by some Chinese data they were expecting today as well, that of retail sales, industrial production, as well as fixed asset investment, that is. And finally, on December 18th and 19th, we have the US Fed meet. So let's see what the outcome out there is. In terms of stocks to watch out for in trade today, we have the PCA banks, the likes of Dena Bank, Allahabad, United Bank of India, IOB, Oriental Bank of Commerce, etc., as the RBI board meets today. And the PCA norms are likely to be discussed. Remember, Piyush Goyal has tweeted about the PCA or tweeted against the PCA norms, and also said the RBI's capital should be used to capitalize banks. So let's see how that goes. IOC, buyback of about 3.1% equity at 149 rupees per share. At the current market price of 137 rupees, it's important to see how the stock reacts. Dilip Buildcon, now that stock has fallen from what, 1250 odd, to the levels that it is trading right now. And now there has been a further rating downgrade. This one comes in from CARE. Adani Enterprises has made an acquisition of about 400 crore rupees, Alpha Design Technologies Private Limited. The company's revenues in FY18 were close to around 218 crores and the net profit was 8.5 crores. So let's see how the street views 400 crore rupees as a valuation for this one. IEX and Dhanuka Agritech will also be on my radar because the board meets on December 20th to consider a buyback. Have a good day.